Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader. A week after being reappointed to the job she was forced to resign from less than a month ago, Suella Braverman is facing calls for her to quit all over again. The controversial Home Secretary has admitted to sending official documents to her personal email address 6 times, but insisted there was no top secret or market sensitive information. Braverman is also taking heat over the worsening of the migrant crisis, with opponents blaming her. Environment Minister Mark Spencer told BBC Breakfast the government is doing what it can to tackle the situation.
There is a scheme that we're working with local authorities, so I think we put over £20 million into that scheme to work with local authorities. But, you know, let's not lose track of the sight, if you like, of the people who are at fault here. These are basically very, very vicious people who are putting vulnerable people on small boats, on unseaworthy boats, putting them on the channel and sending them across at the same time as taking their life savings for that privilege.
Conditions in which asylum seekers are being kept in have come under fire. There are reports of diseases spreading and unlawfully long waiting periods. One centre in Kent has been described by a Conservative backbench MP as inhumane. It comes after a fire attack at a migrant processing centre in Dover shocked the country over the weekend. Rachel Burford is the Evening Standard's political reporter. Rachel, when Suella Braverman was previously Home Secretary, she lasted 43 days, becoming the shortest serving politician to hold that position. Is she going to break her own record?
Yeah, it's obviously first time round. Suella Braverman was in the position for a very short amount of time. There have been calls since she was reinstated last week. There have all been sort of questions about the previous reason she was forced to resign, the security breach. And today she's just sent out a sort of 6-page sort of timeline of the reason why she had to resign last time. And she's admitted using her personal email 6 times to sort of send and receive government documents. So obviously there are further calls, particularly from Labour and the Lib Dems, saying, you know, she should resign. This isn't how someone who is in charge of the country's security should behave. She has come under fire as well for the migrant crisis going on at the moment. Over the weekend, we saw that awful attack on a migrant processing centre in Dover. Although no one was seriously hurt, 2 people were injured when a man threw sort of 3 firebombs or 3 homemade devices at the centre on Sunday morning before going on to take his own life. There have been huge questions about the state of accommodation at Manston in Kent, where there is, I think, around 4,000 migrants now awaiting processing. It's a facility built for about 1,500. There have been reports of, you know, outbreaks of diphtheria, of scabies there. People talking about real bad overcrowding conditions. And the finger has been pointed at the Home Secretary, people saying, you know, she blocked these people that are in these in the facility being moved to hotels. And that has created this huge backlog and huge numbers, huge overcrowding at Manston. So I think we had Savachi Gale, the MP for the area, on the radio this morning saying this is basically a sort of breach of human rights. And he suggested that the overcrowding there was being allowed deliberately as a sort of warning to people, for people not to come to the country.
What is the current government strategy they're using to tackle the migrant crisis?
Well, the current government strategy is there doesn't appear to be a successful one. You know, we've had seen sort of plans under one of the previous Home Secretaries, Priti Patel, who, you know, wanted to send migrants to Rwanda. That is something that Suella Braverman has also said she really wants to do. But to date, none of those flights have taken off. And there doesn't seem to be any kind of strategy in place for how to tackle these small boats arriving in Kent from across the channel. So I think last year we had about 28,500 people arrived on the shores, small boats. I mean, this year we're on course to hit 40,000 people. So it's a sort of increasing number. And whatever plans they are using are just not working at the moment.
Labour and leading charities have been criticising the government over their handling of the crisis. What are they saying?
I mean, obviously, the situation that's sort of come to light over the weekend at Manston in particular has been really criticised by charities, you know, potential outbreaks of diseases, you know, people describing it as a sort of car crash decision not to put these people in hotels. People are staying in these processing centres for way longer than they should be, you know, several weeks longer than they should be in some cases, which is meaning they're sort of sleeping on the floor, they're not getting access to, you know, medical things they may need, etc. So charities, you know, human rights charities sort of criticising the way this is going about. And then on the political side, you know, you've got severe questions about the Home Secretary and her capability to do the job with the current, you know, security breaches and the current questions about her conduct in office. And of course, you know, in the last few months, we've had three Home Secretaries, you know, Priti Patel, Grant Shapps for a couple of weeks, and now Suella Braverman twice. So it does seem to be a chaotic. It's coming across as chaotic, I think, at the moment at the Home Office, and there is not much faith in them to be able to sort out this growing crisis.
This weekend, a migrant centre has been bombed, and there's been a shooting in South London in which two men were killed. These incidents obviously fall under the Home Secretary's remit. At the time of recording this, she still hasn't spoken publicly about these incidents. Why is that?
I think the Home Secretary is still dogged by these, you know, claims about her conduct the last time she was in office and what she, you know, whether she committed certain security breaches. And we saw her put out a letter early afternoon that she'd sent to the Home Affairs Select Committee, where she sort of detailed everything that had gone on and how she had six times used her personal email address to forward government documents, which is against the ministerial code. So she's having to deal with that rather than deal with these huge issues that the Home Secretary should be seen to be dealing with.
Let's go to the ads. Stay there to hear more about the controversies surrounding Suella Braverman. Whilst you're here, why not give The Leader a rate and follow?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back. Just remind us why Suella Braverman is such a controversial choice to be Home Secretary.
She was a controversial choice for Home Secretary. She is part of the sort of hardline Tory right of the party. She's held the position of Attorney General before, but she hadn't had a prominent cabinet position before this. And she has sort of come under fire for some of her comments about migrants. I mean, I think particularly at Conservative Party conference, she said it was her dream to see them on a plane to Rwanda and being deported. And she did sort of come under fire for comments like that, which were seen as quite inflammatory and were seen as, you know, sort of stoking fires where there didn't need to be any. And she's definitely seen as a very hard line, taking a really hard line against immigration, particularly illegal immigration. And she also fell out with Liz Truss when Liz Truss was briefly prime minister. There was rumours that she'd had a big sort of 90-minute shouting match with Liz Truss over immigration and legal immigration. Liz Truss was pretty adamant that they had to liberalise immigration rules for skilled migrants, which is something that Swella didn't want to do. She's taken a really hardline view against people coming into the country, both illegally and legally. So there has definitely been sort of fights within the Tory party about the immigration issue.
Rishi Sunak's premiership was supposed to be the start of stability. Will all this be impacting how he's perceived?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people were very surprised when Rishi Sunak promoted Suella Braverman back to Home Secretary. I think it was seen as quite a politically risky situation. I think he did sort of want to appease the right of the Tory party and put someone in that position. But it has called into question his political judgment, particularly after, you know, the events we've seen over the weekend. And I think we've seen it with this, and then obviously his decision to go or not to go to COP27. There has been a bit of sort of dithering around that, about whether or not he will go. So I think there's a few things sort of swirling around, calling that into question at the moment.
Do you think Suella Braverman can survive as Home Secretary?
There are a lot of people now calling for Suella Braverman to resign on both sides of the House, unfortunately for her. So, you know, Labour and Lib Dems have been calling for it for a while, but now there are people on her own, you know, side of the party questioning her judgment. You know, we had Sir Roger Gale this morning saying he, you know, suggesting that it was a deliberate policy not to move migrants into hotels and to keep them in these overcrowded processing centres. We've seen other MPs calling into question her judgment over sending government emails from a personal email address. It's certainly not just people on the opposite side of the House now calling for her to resign. So she faces a very tough week, I think.
And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.